2 years ago, Brendan Halpin's wife was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. He was scared, angry, and he sought more information. And Halpin noticed that many of the books that deal with breast cancer devote only a few lines to his situation. So he wrote his own book and called it It Takes a Worried Man. The decision to write, he says, was an easy one.
It was incredibly easy. It was it was because I had to do it. I had to do it in order to stay sane, or at least as close to sane as I could. The stuff just poured out of me.
Let's go to page 8. Do you have it in front of you?
Okay.
This is in September. You've moved into your new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the move actually has delayed Kirsten from getting her breasts examined. She had had some pain in her breasts, and she had just postponed the idea of going. She finally goes, and she's told that she needs a biopsy. And at the bottom of page 8, would you just read the paragraph and follow on to the next paragraph on page 9?
Sure. I didn't go with her to the biopsy. It didn't seem important. It's just a formality. When they described the procedure to her, they said it was basically sticking a needle into the lump and sucking some cells out. When she came home, her breast was bandaged, bruised, and bloody. She described how they held this gun-like apparatus to her breast and fired it 9 times. They sent her home with this information sheet that said, "You may experience some oozing." All of a sudden, this felt real. I got incredibly sad when she undressed. It looked like she'd been beaten up. I guess she had. I had to leave the room to cry because I understood very clearly that my role was to be positive. This looked bad, though.
How were you able to be positive at that moment, looking at your wife and seeing her in that condition, which, given the progression of the cancer in her, was not the worst that she was going to look?
I fled. I mean, I was unable to be positive in the room, so I fled. I have this theory that there's only a certain amount of hysteria available to any couple at the same time. And so, you know, when she's upset, I find myself automatically calming down.
Your role was to be supportive and to be positive. And you felt pretty noble about it. But then you get into what you call the jackass stage.
Yeah, well, I totally, you know, at first, you know, Kirsten would come back from these appointments and they would be like, you know, "Is your husband being supportive?" And she'd say, "Yeah, of course." And they'd be like, "Well, you know, a lot of men aren't." And I thought, yeah, what kind of jackass is this who's not supportive of his wife when she's fighting for her life? But it's very hard. It's very, very hard. And I definitely felt that urge to escape. Like, you know, wouldn't it be great to just, like, go away for a long time and maybe come back when this is over? So I ended up feeling slightly less judgmental about people who do that.
What do you think is an important and perhaps surprising thing you've learned that you want to convey to others who might be in your same situation?
Well, I was very disappointed that I didn't get any big spiritual revelations out of this whole experience. You know, we both sort of thought, well, we'll be transformed by this and it'll be some sort of blessing in disguise. And, you know, it's really been just a curse. But I guess the thing that I came away with that struck me especially hard one day when I was in the bone marrow transplant ward, they have an airlock and whatever, and you have to take these, you know, immune system precautions. So having, of course, grown up in the 70s and seen the John Travolta Boy in the Bubble movie, we call it the bubble ward. And I just remember watching this lady walk to the window one day, and it was inspiring to me, and not because I thought she was special, but because I knew that she was not. And I think that's the thing that I really came away from this with, is that, you know, these things don't happen to special people. So, I mean, I guess what I learned is more for people like I used to be, who haven't had to go through something like this and who fear that they might. People would say to me, you know, "Well, I could never do that. I could never, you know." Well, what are your options? Of course you could do it. Like, you could do it because you'd have to. You don't need to be special to get through something like this.
Brendan Halpin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brendan Halpin is the author of It Takes a Worried Man, a memoir.